Welcome back to another
edition. Did we have homework?
What?
Did we have homework? Well, I've been really busy here.
So you know that expression that someone doesn't understand the assignment like that?
I'm asking.
You probably don't understand that that is a saying that I would say. So Katie did her homework, so I would say she understood the assignment. You clearly didn't. Can I get back to greeting the...
Oh, we on the air?
The selfie light? Well, we are on the air. Oh. It's not a great way for you to start. I mean, maybe this is why everyone tunes in for Katie and I and not you.
Do you know that for a fact?
I know for 100% that it probably goes Katie, then me, then you.
How do you know? You know it for 100%, it probably. 100% and probably, it's one way or the other. Either you know 100% or you don't know, and it might be that way. So
maybe the
people that are usually listen to you get away with saying 100% certain, possibly, but that doesn't
not insult my listeners.
Can they be?
It's insulting enough that you are on the show, but you cannot be on here and insulting the listeners of the selfie.
I was defending them.
You were?
Why'd you take your glasses off?
First of all, I'm white.
It just got weird.
Fight begins. But you take off your jewelry.
My point is, you can't say I'm 100% certain they probably, this is the order. Either
I think I just said it.
I know, but
I was certain that they used to tune in for me because I was the only one on other than the haters. Now I'm starting to wonder if people are listening for Katie first, then me. Definitely not you. I'm not sure what kind of listeners you have. What?
We have none. You can't say definitely not me. You don't know.
I think they're listening to see if you guys will, how the fight will progress.
I honestly forgot about the homework because I've been super busy here.
Go to dinner every night. You don't go out to dinner that much when you're home. How do you have that many friends? I don't understand.
I've been into dinner every night with friends, including tomorrow night. I'm doing it again. Tonight we went to happy hour. Last night took like a 7-hour journey to Cape Coral. I don't know if you're familiar, to see friends. It's insane.
Can rewind a sec. So you requested that perhaps we start a little later, which is hard to do considering we're on at 9:00. But for those that are listening later on for the podcast, for happy hour, this right here,
it wasn't really
happy.
It was
the happiest hour ever. Katie, is this not a happy hour for you when you're doing the selfie life? Yeah.
It was happy hour / dinner. It's nice.
How are the Diet Cokes at happy hour?
Not enough.
Speaking of that, we just have so much to cover.
Yeah, go ahead. I still don't know what my homework is, but go ahead.
Your homework was to come up with the top 5 reality shows, which you may not be able to do.
Okay, I can do that.
Here's the thing, though. So speaking of Diet Coke,
easy, actually. I can do it right now.
Okay. So I sent out a tweet earlier, and I know that my weekly tweets... I did, and I know that you were having some issues with my weekly tweets, but I sent one out a couple hours ago. Hoping that Diet Coke would respond, and they have. But I am out of Diet Coke both at home and work, and I don't know what to do with myself.
You ever heard of like SA or some place like that?
I have, but we have a holiday, you know, with the giant snowman next to it.
What's your Twitter again? Is it
the
stupid
life? That's Goog Applebaum. You know him?
Is it this picture with this dude with this weird hat, bucket hat?
With a goat.
Oh, there
first
is a
of all,
goat.
So you're making fun of the show's,
The logo.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm asking.
I mean,
if this
I'm
is
sorry
you.
I don't have two stick figures throwing imaginary ball.
Well, because you can't because it's already taken.
Is it trademarked?
Yeah.
Katie, whatever. Next week, can we pick a time that Scott's not available?
We can pick any time you want. Goog, are you a big Diet Coke fan then? How many Diet Cokes do you drink a day?
I bet, I'm trying to cut back, so I bet it's 3 or 4.
Okay.
but it's been worse.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're blaming Diet Coke for you not having any.
Well, I feel like a Diet Coke, like a semi-truck should show up because, first of all, I feel like they should be one of our sponsors.
Hmm. It's not one of your, let's just say it's not one of your best efforts, but go ahead.
Okay, but then did you not, were you going to discuss my tweets for the week or we, can we get on to the show? Because you specifically told me you couldn't wait to bring up one of my tweets.
Well, I don't know if Katie, she's probably.
Katie's a stan. She's definitely a stan, I guarantee you.
A
what?
You know
what that Wait, means? What's a stan? A stan. No.
No. But just so you know, Katie
get,
and I.
I'm going to see if I can get Baby Hater to come explain
wait,
it.
Wait, time out a second.
I don't
just
know
so you know.
Can see, look who's calling. I can't. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, never
just so you understand, Katie and I are on the hottest radio show on the planet. So we're not coming from this.
Well, now
world
you're on you're... the hottest podcast on the planet. Wait, excuse me for yelling.
I don't know what
yelling.
Stan means.
Maya Applebaum, can you come in here, please, for a minute? She's going to kill me. Come on. I need some help, please. Yeah, the selfie life, for those that remember, this is Baby Brat Hater. Yeah.
What is wrong? Jeez.
Hey, Brat, can you please, you don't need to necessarily be in front, but can you please
well, wait,
explain
I don't think
to,
we're... Oh my
to
God.
Scott and Katie what a stan is? Because they don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear?
No.
No.
Okay, come closer. Come over here so you can hear.
Okay. So.
Can you hear now?
Yes. Hi.
Example. He is a stan of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, a really big fan.
Why is it called stan?
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
So you brought someone in there to basically say she has no idea what this means. Okay, thank you.
Look,
that was
I'm just,
great.
I'm just
That's
disappointed
great
in the brand. I expected more out of her. I wouldn't have got her out
no,
of bed.
I'm not
to
disappointed because she's telling the truth. It's just,
what? Well, let's look it up.
You can't just say fan?
No, it's got to be a stan.
Is that from like Eminem? Or where does it come from?
Stan is someone's name.
What do I say? Because here, you do it. Because
so
yeah.
People actually listen to the show.
Absolutely. And they're used to the Brad not knowing what I'm talking about. So
well,
it's,
who? No one. Okay. Stan.
Yeah. It's like a really big fan, but with an S. Right?
Well, I mean, okay.
By it's the like way, a, do you guys know what a vocal fry is?
No.
Yeah. Your throat, your voice yeah. is like smoke, hey. Like you've been yes. smoking.
It is. It was coined in first by Eminem.
Oh,
Katie,
yeah,
you were
right.
Right.
What from Eminem?
Yeah. That's why Katie's
that's
on
what,
the show.
That's what the internet says.
Should I read it?
So you've been using a word you had no idea why.
Like, no.
Well, I know why, because I'm cool.
No, I don't know what that is.
No. Vocal
oh,
fry.
She doesn't know.
Sorry, I'm not up with the trends.
Ooh,
bro.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah. Maribel is.
Stan was first coined in 2000 when Eminem dropped a twisted, whatever that were, in a song called Stan. Well, this is very disappointing. Thanks, Baby Brad.
Why were you using the word anyways?
She just left. Because it's cool, like me.
What I think is cool is Maribel. Maribel already understands that you're Meshuggie. Yeah, I mean, it's... She's on to you already.
I think it has more to do with me than you. She's too cool for me.
Well, that might be true. But... Vocal Fry is... Remember Nina Blackwood?
Yeah.
Katie?
Oh.
From MTV? She's the one, the DJ that talked like...
Uh-huh.
That's Vocal Fry.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're real raspy. And how'd you know that one?
I know everything.
But you didn't know what a stan was.
Because it's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Oh, that's like
people say it all the time. You're a stan of Earth, Wind, and Fire as well.
Well, a fan just using an S instead. So that means
it's like a super fan.
Super fan, exactly.
That I like to zeet. And I actually, it's eat, but I use a Z in front of it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. It's an osteopods, not I know, a Z.
But it's the same concept as my point. Stan is a fan. You just use S instead of F. That's stupid.
What about the Riz?
Rizzo? The Riz.
The Riz. Do you guys use that?
I have heard that. I haven't used it yet, but she's I feel like Greece. Maybe I should. Not from
Greece. Not Rizzo.
Oh,
Riz. No. Like if
not the Riz, someone's right? Very, just Riz.
Someone's very charismatic. They have Riz.
Thank you. Well, Katie, you don't have to talk about me like that, Katie.
Certainly I've never heard that one before.
Well, yeah, because you're not. Who's going to call you
I didn't say me. I said you've never heard that. I agree. I.
What is that jar me. Behind you? Behind you, right. Stage left.
What?
You have me? Some jar. What is that?
Jar?
Never mind. Maybe it's not a jar.
It's this thing over here?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Is that from Happy Hour?
Yep, hang on.
You brought it home with you? This makes for really good radio, by the way. Oh, yeah.
You just yep. asked about it. Hang on, I came unglued here.
So, since we're on the subject of music,
yeah,
I have some things that are on my mind. Oh.
Triple sec. Is this what you're talking about?
I was. What? Yeah. It's like orange vodka or something?
Liqueur.
Oh, my fault. Ooh,
the brand. Liqueur. It's the brand.
Aren't you fancy?
You think I've ever? I don't. It's not mine.
I don't know. Maybe the listeners have heard of.
You're looking liqueur. In. You're looking into the kitchen.
Oh, okay. So, first of all, I hate Eminem.
Hey,
not the
too.
Candy, the singer. You do too.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. See, I always knew we had a lot in common. But on this note, I have to talk. We got a lot to talk about in the music industry. So I was taking Baby Brat Hater to school, and Pink came on. And she said, I bet Pink would put on a really good concert. And I said, well, she does. She's got the you know, like the circus act stuff. So lo and behold, in my inbox today was the password for Pink Tickets, who's coming October 17th and 18th. Yeah. Two shows. So here's what I do. I go on to the second night thinking that there'd be more seats available, right? So it doesn't ask me for a code, and it says it's got a list of tickets, and it was all Ticketmaster verified resale already on there. For hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back on to the first night, October 17th. I put in the password and it comes up. And Upper Deck, the cheapest ticket was $129.99. Section like 105, which is, you know, if you know XL, it's like the first section to the, where the stage normally is, $349.
Crazy.
Club level was $169. Like, so two parts of this. One, they have tickets on sale already for a show that the tickets didn't go on sale. Like, they go on sale tomorrow to the public. And B, what kind of prices?
Does this bother you that I'm drinking this, by the way?
A little bit, yeah. That's just rubbing it in. You, like,
well, I'm not out. I'm thirsty and I have it, so I shouldn't drink it.
Well, I'm out both at home and work. So anyways, I mean, is it me or is this the tickets getting out of control?
It's out of control. I saw Madonna when she was just here.
Yeah.
And I think those tickets were like, I mean, it was Upper Deck. I think it was like 170 each, which was a lot. But
it's was that like, right from the start, though, or was that resale?
That was right from the start.
Yeah.
She didn't even play all of her greatest hits.
She didn't. I mean, and I've never seen Madonna before, so I... You know,
but wasn't
this
it
is probably my only
tour?
Chance. I don't remember the name of the tour, but she did the majority of her hits.
Not Borderline.
No, she didn't do Cherish either.
Yeah, I think it's called the Greatest Hits Tour. Ironically, she left out some. But.
Yeah, well. The most amount of money I've spent on tickets is to see Lizzo. And that was on the ground floor. We were like, I don't know. We were pretty close, and that was about $350 for.
Okay, so
a
that
ticket.
It's not my job to ask questions, well, but I'm going to ask you both one. I want to ask you about the question, then get back to it. What is the who is the person, and what is the most you would spend on a ticket that you haven't already? Go ahead.
Good question.
Thank you. Okay, that's an easy one. I would spend $1,000 to see the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Okay. As far as concerts go, I mean, I don't know at this point who I've seen enough that I don't know.
Yeah, you're not a good. You've seen just about everyone. Katie?
People who are alive or anybody?
I guess anybody. Well,
I think I would spend $1,000 to see Prince at Paisley Park, like a smaller audience. I've seen him before, but not a small audience. So that'd be great.
That's a good one.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Do your whatever you're saying.
What about you? Because you've seen pretty much everyone I've seen.
I've seen everyone, I think.
How about WrestleMania? What's the most you're going to spend on WrestleMania tickets?
I saw Prince 5 straight days.
Well, I know, right? The Purple Rain Tour.
Yeah.
But okay, because WrestleMania is probably coming. We're probably going to have to go. How much are you willing to spend for WrestleMania tickets?
I think every ticket there is going to be a minimum of $1,000.
And won't be able to see.
No, so I don't know that I would do it.
So who's in the WrestleMania then? Do you know yet? Or
this year we do, but The Rock, your guy.
My guy? Our guy?
Yeah, our guy, yeah. That's the problem. I think it'd be $1,000 for the worst seat in the place. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I'd rather just watch it at that point. I mean,
well, maybe our friends at Diet Coke can get us a suite.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking $20,000, $30,000 to get anywhere where you can see, which is insane.
Where is it at?
If it comes to Minnesota, it'll be at U.S. Bank for two nights.
Okay. We watched, like, when I was little, my brother and his friends were really into, like, SummerSlam and all those things you get on pay-per-view.
Yeah, you can still watch
that. We never went and saw anything live.
Oh,
wow. Well, you know what? The next time they come, Katie, Scott and I are going to take you because there's no experience like it.
You won't even believe.
No.
You'll need to take a shot.
You might want to wear, like a hair, you know, the shower cap, you know, for the stuff that comes flying in your hair and things like that. But we're going to go. Does your daughter like wrestling or no?
I don't think she's ever seen it.
Okay.
You'd
have to watch it ahead of time.
She's either going to be hooked or scarred for life. So you're going to have to decide.
Right. That'll be a date next time they come. Not for a WrestleMania necessarily, but they come, you know, every few months for live for Raw or SmackDown, whatever. Next time we'll have to go because you have to experience it to really understand, but you also cannot have a full life without experiencing it once.
Did you wear those glasses last week?
I did. Thank you. I've worn them every day for the last 2 years.
I just thought us because I know reds are
you color. Like them?
No, but I have blue ones on. I don't want people to think that I'm wearing blue.
Those
ones
do not look blue. Well, now they do a little.
Yeah. So I don't want people to think I'm wearing blue because you're wearing red. So
of course you are.
I'm going to have to order a new pair for next
time. Often imitated, never duplicated. So there's so much because I don't know where to go because you've got me crazy. I wanted to talk about wrestling a little more, but I also had more to talk about as far as music. So, Katie, where do we go? Which direction should we go first? Because we've talked about both.
Music.
Okay. So I got an email today. This is a fun fact. I got an email today saying that I could vote for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. So you could pick seven.
What happened to the normal people that vote for this?
Look, I think my friends at Diet Coke. I don't know. But I mean,
you're picking the Hall of Fame.
They said I could pick up to seven people of this. I'm going to read you some of these names, and some of them I think are shocking that they're not in there. Some of them are shocking that they could be in there. And one of them is very obvious that the only reason they're on this list is because they died this year. Okay, so you ready?
Ready.
Mary J. Blige.
Surprised she's not on there already.
Huh. Look who's calling me.
Oh, God. Well, he's going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact he can't get rid of either one of us or get a hold of us. Okay, so Mary J. Blige, a little bit of a surprise that she's not in already or no?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a surprise. I mean, she's had so many... I mean, she's won Grammys. She's had so many hits.
Right.
So you don't have to be done performing?
No, I guess. Well, I mean, because, I mean, you're never really done it with in the music industry. So she would get my vote. How about this one? I don't like this person. Never have Sinead O'Connor.
Because
she died.
Well,
that's why she's on this list, right?
I mean, if it wasn't for Prince, she wouldn't have even... Well, I guess she had one hit on her own, maybe.
That was shit. No, that was his song. He wrote it.
But I think she had one other one, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers.
Her song, but that's the only thing I know of her.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
How about this one? Cher.
Oh, shocked that she's not on there already.
Right.
No, between... If you could turn back time.
Yeah, she'd be on it. Okay, this one shocks me. I'm not a fan, but this one actually shocks me. They're not in there already. Dave Matthews Band.
But they're young.
I don't really care.
They are?
Well, I mean, I feel like they're
We have a cousin that follows them across the country. Mm-hmm. Probably seen them over 100 times.
Wow. We do?
Yeah.
Now that's a stan.
That is a stan. You are right. And that same cousin just got done visiting the crazy lady with the bird.
Oh, Mama Natasha.
Yeah.
LaRue.
Yep.
Nice.
Jane's Addiction.
I do have breaking news from Connor.
Oh.
We have a show tomorrow at 11:30. I mean 10:30. Okay.
All right. Good to know.
Good
news. Hopefully, we'll see if I'll be able to call from the office. This person, I don't know who it is. Eric B. Rakim? R-A-K-I-M? Rakim?
Rakim, he's a rapper in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, maybe I have heard of him.
You know, Katie used to be a DJ on the radio.
Speaking of that, Katie, I have to tell you that the video of you and your friend doing Paula Abdul, I'm a stan of that. I saw a video of you DJing with a friend of yours doing, I think, Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
I'm a stan.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
that you. Was amazing.
Of course you are. A stan.
Thank you.
A stan. It wouldn't hurt you. And you know, you.
No, I'm a fan of Kate. I don't. The stan thing is so.
Because you're old. You don't get it. My listeners understand that I am hip. To the hip hop. You don't
you
stop
rock. You took a ST and put it instead of an F. And your fans.
You're right. So I mean, that's joke's ridiculous. On you. That. It's that simple.
Like I said, eat anymore. I zeet. I just put a Z in front of eat. That's what I do now. I don't
All right, eat. We're
I zeet.
Moving on. How about A Tribe Called Quest?
I like them, but I don't know. Is there like parameters of
I don't know.
To be in the
well, how could there be?
Remember,
voting,
if you remember, Dolly Parton wouldn't accept her nomination because she says she's country, not rock and roll.
You know what? I respect that.
Well, yeah, and those, I mean, Tribe Called Quest and
Grand Ole Opry isn't putting the Rolling Stones in.
Well, I agree. So the next three are all three are shocking to me. They're not in there. Foreigner, Peter Frampton, and Mariah Carey. None of who I necessarily like. Okay, now I'm going to read real quick. Oasis. Scott, I'm going to save the best for last.
You know what Oasis sings?
Wonderwall.
What?
Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah. How about Sade?
I love Sade.
Smooth Operator.
Yep. How about Lenny Kravitz?
But I just
that's
feel
rock
like
and roll, right?
But right. Here, so this one to me is the most shocking of all. There's two left on the list. Ozzy Osbourne, not in the Hall of Fame.
That's shocking.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And finally, this is just a personal favorite of Scott and I, who we are stands of Cool in the Gang.
Well, is that rock and roll?
Well, no, I'm just saying. So anyways, I can vote for seven of these people.
Why? I
don't
still...
hate because don't hate. It is what it is.
So don't take this the wrong way. But
I never fact, do.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Katie.
Oh.
Katie, when you think of a Hall of Fame, it's like the cream of the crop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the guys like this guy underneath us are voting. So if he's voting, God only knows who else is voting. Is this Hall of Fame even valid? Is this the actual Hall of Fame, or is this the the wannabe Hall of Fame? What do your people call you?
The Goataholics.
What do they call you?
Me, they call the GOAT. I call them the Goataholics.
This is the guy voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Have you voted before? Is this your first time voting? Or
first time voting.
Okay.
Katie, I'm sorry that he's so jelly. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say other than it's coming across not good. And you're jelly. You know what? I've got baby mama ex hater. I've got the doo-doo hater. What? I've got the moron hater. I've got baby brat hater, and I've got brother hater. These are the people in my life.
What did your mom do when you guys were little? Like, I'm assuming you fought when you were little. Was there, like, did she put you in separate corners? Was there, like, some timeouts going on?
I wouldn't even call this fighting. Katie, I feel like I'm doing a service. What are these people called to listen to you again? The what? The haters?
They're the Goataholics. I'm the GOAT.
I feel like I'm doing the Goataholics a favor. I don't think that they've ever had a voice before. You're part of this voice too. You just
they have a voice. The voice, and we listen to the voice, which is why we're still on.
In another 2 weeks, Katie, I won't have to be doing this. You'll be doing it instead of me because it's just going to get to a point where you're like, "What in the world is going on?"
You know what? This show is going to blow up so much that they're going to need security at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I got to pause for a sec because I've been practicing something. I want to see.
Yeah. What you guys All right. Think. Let's hear it.
Absolute right. disaster.
You're right. Wait, I got to give my radio
voice. Do a little drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Radio proudly presents to you The Selfie Life, starring two G's with a double O and his two friends, Scott and Katie. How they do?
Not great.
What? I've worked on that. I practiced the whole way to work.
It didn't feel natural to me.
I like the delivery.
You are so jelly. I don't understand what has happened to you. You've been in Florida for 6 weeks. What do you have to be jelly for? Other than my good looks and my red glasses.
I'm telling you that it was way better than last week. So,
congratulations. Katie, I'm sorry you're in the middle of this.
It's way better. No.
I literally am in the middle. Like,
yeah
you are, actually.
Top, Scott's on the bottom.
Here's the thing. It's way
better than last week. Nothing like being in the middle of two bald guys.
I need a haircut.
I think the sun
way better than last week.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like the ladies and gentlemen part.
Yeah. He stole that from two wrestlers, by the way.
Well, that's okay.
But the problem is it was too rehearsed. I felt like you might have been reading it, but I don't know that for a fact.
I wasn't reading it.
Okay. That's fine. It just felt, it didn't seem natural, but that's okay. Go ahead. I do it all the time, so I'm not jealous. I mean,
you do what all the time?
That, well, I do it better, but I do that thing that you do. Connor's the one that does it at the
top. Well, Connor's a star.
He is a star.
Yeah, Connor's got
it. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but he's a star. Well, okay. Well,
it was better. No, it was better.
As long as I didn't disappoint Katie, I don't really care what you think.
You didn't disappoint me. It was better.
Thank you. Thank you. It was bothering me.
Well, it was bothering everyone that heard it last week, too.
Maybe. But, I mean, honestly, you know what? I'm on my redemption era.
Okay.
Well,
what else?
Do you not know what that means either?
No. What? No. No one knows. Why don't you speak like a normal language? Redemption? Okay. I don't know what that means.
So, you know, like, Tay-Tay's got her eras. Right now, I'd say I'm on my good-looking era, but that's been the case for the last four eras. So.
Who has that?
Tay-Tay. T-Swizzle. Taylor Swift.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Are you with us now?
Yeah. No, I am.
You make this a lot harder than it needs to be. I'm just out here being myself, entertaining the fans.
There's no doubt about
that. And continue to get sidetracked because of you.
No one is going to ever dispute that you're just being yourself. That might be the problem.
With this awkward silence, I need Katie to fill in.
So I don't know what to do.
I wasn't silent. I said it. I wasn't silent. I'm just brother hater. The top five.
You are not brother hater. I have such a long list of haters.
So well, you so, had like the music thing, and then you said there was a wrestling.
Stuff you wanted to talk about. Thanks, and then before we get to our homework. Yeah. Okay. So I was. The Rock was so good by both of you, and I was disappointed I didn't have The Rock. And then I started thinking that I forgot one of my very obvious. So I like to trade out my number one pick and just throw them out altogether.
For selfies. This is our selfie.
For selfies. Back to the selfies. And Martin Lawrence, hands down.
Oh,
would have been my number one. Yes. But when I was thinking about, so you both picked The Rock. So I was thinking about like the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. So there would be two Mount Rushmores. Who you think the four greatest wrestlers of all time are versus who your favorite four wrestlers of all time. Mm. So
that's impossible.
Here's my four greatest wrestlers of all time and see what you think. Scott might know a little more, but Andre the Giant.
Mm.
And I'm basing this on just overall for the wrestling, but still for me, the four greatest, Andre the Giant, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and The Undertaker.
Mm. Good list.
Those are the four greatest. Here are my four favorite of all time. Ric Flair, The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, who's my fourth? That's tough because there are so many, but I would think maybe Jesse Ventura.
Hmm.
So that's what I was thinking.
I think the four best.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
Yep.
Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Best. I mean, Hulk Hogan was not the best wrestler. I mean,
no, but you have to put him on.
No, Hulk Hogan, yep. Shawn.
And how do you not put Andre the Giant?
Yeah, because he was just an attraction that went from place to place. The four best. If you're going strictly by what they did for wrestling, it's Hogan, yeah. Stone Cold, Ric Flair, and probably Undertaker.
Hmm. I don't know who the four best are, but I can give you my four favorites.
Yes, give us your favorites.
Bret the Hitman Hart was my favorite back in the 90s.
Really disappointed, but okay.
Then we got The Rock, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
And Ric Flair.
Yeah, I mean it's an impossible conversation, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So okay. Why did you have it if it's an impossible? I mean, you put us on the spot.
Katie, well, I did because I was just thinking about it because I was so disappointed not having The Rock in my top five selfie because, I mean, he should have been. So then you guys got me.
Did you get a lot of complaints from the three people that listened that you didn't from have the haters? Rock in your thing? Yeah, from the
first haters. Of all, it was six people. No, I got no complaints this time. Okay.
About The Rock not being in your – I was talking about The Rock.
Oh, no. No one complained because they really can't but –
No.
He. If I didn't have such a great list, he probably should have been on there, but he just didn't quite. He's probably number six.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Well, all right.
I mean, you don't have to do TV reporters because you've got all those now.
True.
I have so many TV. I have like four. Well, no, I miss CCO, but. That's although true. I have one with Frank, does that count? It just wasn't in the last few months.
Yeah, I think so.
So that counts.
Yeah.
And I think Frank will be making a return to Connor's Corner very soon. So.
Oh, nice. He will.
Excellent. Great. Will that be live?
Yeah.
I mean, location, or will that be in the studio?
I'm going to assume it'll be on location, but I'm like Katie. We're just employees.
Yep. We don't know until the morning of usually.
Can I tell a little story about the popcorn place before we get into, do we have time before we get into our top five?
Yeah, we got about 20 minutes.
Hopefully my boss isn't listening. So it was,
I sort think of that's the, safe to say.
I agree. It was sort of come to the conclusion that we will be accepting cash now. Every day it changes. So I had those two ladies, I would say maybe 85 to 90 came in. And they wanted a cup of cheese popcorn. So I said, okay. So I said, it's $5.43. So she says to me, well, I only have $4. So I'm thinking, okay. So I said, well, you know what? How about I'll pay for the difference. You can pay me back. She says, well, I really need one for my friend too. So I said, you need what for your friend? She says, she has to have one too. So I said, so basically you want two cups of, for buy one, get one free, except for you're not buying one at full price of $4.
That's not true. She can pay $2 for one and two for the next.
So I give it to her for $4 for both of them. So she says to me, that's so nice. She says, I'm going to do you a favor. She says, tell me something you want me to pray for, and that'll be, and then we'll be even.
She said hair, right?
Well, I said for my co-host to not be a hater. So I said, you know, I said, if you would like to pray for our business and the workers that are stay healthy, that would be wonderful. So anyways, the point of this is I traded popcorn for a prayer.
That's sweet. I wonder how often she gets away with that.
Every time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so it was an experience. So
by the way, he'll have COVID tomorrow.
Who, me?
Yeah.
But she didn't pray for me. I put it on our workers. Yeah. Right. Oh. I appreciate it, but I mean, I'd much rather it go somewhere. Because I no offense to this lady, but I need a hell of a lot more than her, you know, one little prayer that would equal cheese popcorn. But yeah, so these are some of my daily.
Yeah, your boss would not be happy.
No.
Well, you know, my boss, I don't know if I should say this on the air too, but so he comes in today, he's got a shop bag, he's got all this stuff with him. So then. He was told to buy sponges, not like the yellow sponge with the green, you know, to get like the whiter ones, Brillo pads or whatever they're called. So he comes in today and he says, Googie, he says, I got to tell you, he says, I went to Menards. I saw the sponges. They were two for $3 and I'm not spending that kind of money. Yep.
What's the right amount to spend on a sponge?
I don't know, but he went to Costco and spent $100 on candy that we, for no reason. I mean, I don't know.
That's a dollar. I mean, by my Highland math, that's $1.50 a sponge.
Correct.
I feel like that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of this is that I'm certainly not going to tell him that I gave away $6 worth of cheese popcorn.
Not a.
Well, you didn't give it away. You traded.
Yeah. I traded, right. Maybe
you know,
I should
you know
have
said, you know, I'm, you know what you should have done. This is so obvious. You should have had her pray for sponges.
Oh,
pray that he could afford the sponges.
Mm-hmm.
Or that too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. So anyways, I just had to share because there's so many stories of that on a daily basis from that place. That was one that I had to share.
Man, these lights are hot.
Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, crap. Yeah, go
Does
ahead.
That mean we're on to our top five reality shows of all time that like our favorites of all time, right, Katie?
Oh, mm-hmm. Favorites are
I wasn't sure like if we wanted specific seasons. I just did shows like
me too. Yeah. Okay. There because it's and I just before we start, I want to put a disclaimer. Maybe this is on one of yours. So you don't have to comment on this. The first season of Survivor, if you had to pick one season of something, that may be the single greatest reality show of all time was season one of Survivor. I have not really watched a whole lot since, but that season when it came out, if you watched it, to me,
Survivor is top five.
It was, and I don't have it on my top five, but
not the greatest.
But that particular season, for when it came out,
well, you don't have to do
everybody was talking about it.
Huh? I would just do shows. You can't do seasons.
Right. Okay. Okay. So who's starting? We'll start with five.
Okay.
So I, again, just to reiterate, Scott, are you picking your favorite? Are you picking, in your opinion, the best of all time?
The five most important or best of all time.
Okay. And I've got my five favorite of all time.
Five is, I hate to say it, but Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh. Okay. I'll go. My number five is, I'm going to go Love is Blind.
Okay. My number five, America's Got Talent.
Ooh, nice.
There's some really big ones that I had to leave off my list. That was not easy to do.
There's a lot when you think about it. Like
there is.
There's so many.
There is.
My four. Big Brother.
Ooh. Okay.
And that one, sadly, I had to leave off my list because of the few seasons. But that. Huge.
My fourth is Hoarders.
Oh, Hoarders was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Okay, so my number four is Love Island.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
It's very clear that I did this properly and that my list is spot on. Am I on number three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three would be American Idol.
Good.
Yeah. Again, and I won't give it away, but tough decisions. But that's a very good one. Solid.
Okay. Well, can I explain? American Please. Idol changed how you, I mean, there's been, it was the very beginning of all these talent shows.
Yep.
It's made all these stars. How is it not in your top five?
Mm-hmm. Because I went with favorites. But no. It should be, I am with you 100% in top five greatest of all time. Yes, okay. I'm there.
All right.
My number three is a show I mentioned last week, Love on the Spectrum, Dating with Autism.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And my number three is Married at First Sight.
Ooh.
Because I love, but yes. Married at First. What are you making that face for? They can't see that face, hater.
It's I like that but show. They
Married at First Sight is here, amazing. Okay,
let me explain something to you. If I make the face, they can't see it. If I say something, they're gonna hear it. So out of courtesy, I didn't say anything. But number two, let's get back to the real thing. Number two is Survivor.
Mm.
Has to be. I took this so seriously.
I know what your number one is.
I took this so seriously in the 20 minutes I've known about it that I even have an honorable mention.
Scott, I hate to, your list is legit. I mean, for the greatest of all time, it's legit.
Some of us don't need a week.
It's definitely legit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Katie's on number two.
My number two is The Real World.
That is excellent. My number two is the Bachelor franchise. So all of the Bachelor shows, with the exception of The Old Man, is definitely number two. Gary or Jerry or whatever.
So before I get to number one, I have an honorable mention. My honorable mention is the Real Housewives, whatever you want to call it. Real Housewives franchise.
Yeah, franchise, yeah.
That's my honorable mention.
Okay.
What about Below Deck?
I mean, it's
didn't
there.
Make the cut.
It didn't make the cut.
The number one, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, who did you think I was going to say?
The Real World.
Yeah, it's not even close. It started everything.
Yeah.
It changed how you watch TV. They did it, these kids from New York. Nothing. It's the very first time they did it. MTV did it. Hands down, shadow of a doubt, number one, not even close.
Scott, have you seen The Real World Homecoming?
No.
Ooh, it's so good. It's on Peacock, and it's the adults getting together and being in the same situation.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
And it is crazy.
I'll have to check that out. So, There's
three seasons of it.
That's my number one. I don't know how anything else. Katie had it at number two. I mean, it was the beginning of it. You would not have this, whatever you call it, if it wasn't for the real life, a real world.
Yeah. Again, your top five is legit, especially of all time. I took a different approach to this, my favorite. And then I'm going to throw some other ones at you, both of you, for some opinions once Katie's done with her one and I'm done with my one.
Well, I kind of forgot about a few. So let me do the honorable mention for that one.
Okay.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I didn't start watching it until recently. Binge watched all of last season. Cried my eyes out at most episodes. So I never thought I would be crying at Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but it's such a good show.
Baby hater watches that one.
It's wonderful. I love the reveals of these shows. But my favorite reality show is Wife Swap, which is not
thing
anymore.
That's relatively new, right? Or it's not on anymore?
No, it's not. I want to say early 2000s, maybe.
I think two wrestlers did that. I think it was Mick Foley and Piper, maybe. They were on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's two wrestlers that were on it at one point.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my number one, and then I'm going to give you a bunch of honorable mentions, or at least just throw them out there for thought. So for me, hands down, Dancing with the Stars is number one. Not even close. It's something for everyone. So for me, that one, even though that the actual best dancer never wins. But I'm going to throw some of my favorites. And tell me your thoughts. First of all, here's one that I'd never watched, but you have to put it in the running, the Kardashians.
I haven't never watched it either.
Nope. Hate them. Project Runway.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Very big. Right? Yes. Hell's Kitchen or any of the Gordon Ramsay shows.
Oh, I like those. Yeah. I haven't seen them in a while, but they're good.
Okay. So my honorable mention, The Biggest Loser. I mean, my 600-pound life.
Mm. Now we're getting to TLC.
Dr. Pimple Popper. I mean, you know, there's a new Farmer Wants a Wife. I mean, we could go out. The Traitor. Have you seen The Traitor on Peacock? Unbelievably
good. What about
good.
The one where the... what did they call it? It was the older woman cougar or something. The older women dated the sons of the women that were on the show.
Yes. What was that? I remember that one. That was on the same channel, like with Sister Wives and all those.
I think it was on TLC.
TLC. Mm-hmm. Yep. I
learned a lot from that one.
That was a good one. My 1,000-pound Sisters.
That's a real show? Never seen that one?
That's a show. Wow. It's on right after my 600-pound life.
Wow. So there's two sisters that each weigh 1,000 pounds or together?
Most of the time they go over the 1,000, but they're basically saying they're both together. They weigh 1,000, but sadly, a lot of times it's over that.
Wow.
And one of their journeys usually is better than the other, so it doesn't always fare well for one of them. You have something to say, Scott? No, he's shaking his head. No, okay. There's just so many. I think I'm drawing a blank. Flavor Flav, remember he had a dating.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes on.
All those VH1 shows that right. popular those yep. dating shows and those
because of the yeah. real world.
Yes, because of the
real. No, the real world was it well Hawaii and then what well how about Jersey Shore?
Oh yeah.
You know, I didn't watch it. The haters watched it, but I mean that one was pretty big.
No, you can't do Jersey Shore. That was scripted.
Well, a lot of them are scripted, don't you think?
None of the ones I said.
You don't think the real world?
No, maybe? Not the first. Absolutely not.
No, not the first couple.
Yeah.
I think they went back and did things again. But Jersey Shore was scripted. They admitted that.
Yeah.
So, well, Dancing with the Stars is
What's your favorite real world location?
New Orleans was really good.
Seattle was good. Remember when the girl got slapped? The girls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wasn't Hawaii? Wasn't that? What's her? I forget the girl's name. Hawaii was good. New Orleans, I thought. What was the first one? San Diego? No.
New York.
I thought it was New York. Was that
New York was.
With Puck and Pedro?
Puck,
Pedro. What was the girl from Georgia? One of them's a really.
There's that one girl who's a rapper.
And then there's Kevin is a comedian now. Mm-hmm. Kevin, I can't remember his last name. There's a famous person from that one.
Eric
Nye.
Yeah. So
The Miz wasn't from that one, but he was in it.
And that's where he got his start.
Well, The Miz.
No, but I thought he was on Real World.
Miz was on Real World.
Yeah. And then the challenge.
In the homecoming for the Real World New York, everyone was there except Pedro, of course, and Puck. And Eric Nye's had COVID. And he was like right at the beginning of COVID. So he had to like isolate himself
I remember reading that. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. There was a girl, and I can't think of her name, but she was.
Well, there's a girl that's Rachel. I think it was Rachel Campos or whatever. She's a famous. She's on Fox News now.
Hmm.
And her husband was on The Real World too. He's a senator, Sean something. That's about my knowledge.
This is going to bug me. So that might be our homework for.
What's bugging you?
I can't think of the one girl's name. I think she was in Hawaii, and she was.
Was she a rapper or something?
I don't know. Until I see it, well, I don't know. So what's our homework for next week? Are we getting close to time?
We are getting close to time.
Okay.
By the way, the girl from New York was named Julie.
Oh, Julie. She was the one from like the South, right?
She hadn't met a lot of. She had not met very many people that didn't look like her. That's the easiest way to say it. So she was educated pretty quickly. I think she was unintentionally racist. At the
moment, but
she figured it out.
Well, I can't think of. So, before we say goodbye for this week's episode, do we have an assignment for next week?
Oh, by the way, next week for the show, I will be with the lady with the bird.
Oh.
Is she going to be on?
Not if I can help it.
Can we have LaRue make an appearance on the show?
Well, then she'd have to be on because I can't get close enough.
Well, what if we just for like the opening, give her like 5 minutes, the bird can squawk. Everyone, all the listeners familiar with the bird can hate the bird.
There's two birds there.
Well, one of them almost died.
One of them has a heart
attack. Or a stroke or a seizure or something. Yeah.
And it's on two medications now. You can't make it.
Yeah. So the crazy lady has a crazy sister who has a real parrot that the crazy sister and lady's mother used to own. And she died at 80 some years old and the bird outlasted her.
Oh.
So the crazy sister has the parrot, which is named Alfie. Which I don't know where that name came from.
It's a good bird name.
And Alfie traveled to Florida and had a seizure 2 hours after he arrived.
Aww.
So they had to take him to the pet emergency room.
And now
he's on medication. He has some heart medicine. Heart medicine.
Yeah.
Can't make it.
Yeah. No, no. So.
Nor would you, actually. Yeah.
Well.
No, they could both be on, actually.
Okay. And you're worried about me.
What are you talking about? What do you mean I'm worried? First of all, I'm not worried about you, but what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you would have to care to worry about me. And you've proven yourself as a hater.
Of what?
So you've joined the group of haters.
Okay. So everybody that listens is a hater.
No, the haters
You just said the haters.
We have the ghosts.
No, it's my family is the haters. The listeners aren't the haters. It's my family that are the haters.
But if there's more than one hater, could everyone?
Do you need me to go through the list again?
No, I can't imagine people sit through that list. They have to be.
Well, turning. They know. I mean, they know.
They have to be hitting click off. Click with each name, they're probably turning off. So I wouldn't do.
No, baby Brad hater. They all know because she's loud and.
Who's they all? So none of these people are haters that listen, other than your family.
Absolutely not.
They're go-to-holics.
I love to hear.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
If there is anyone listening that's not related to you, I'd love for them to chime in on your Twitter thing and tell me.
I'll be honest. I don't think there's anyone listening that are related to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, because they're all haters.
So for you people listening, if there's anyone listening, chime in on his Twitter and explain to Katie and I why you like him.
Don't forget about Facebook. Like the Selfie Life Facebook page.
I don't want stan. I use normal language. I don't need you stan him or you use normal language.
Thanks. Here's the homework for next week. We're going to have our top five. What would you call that, Katie? Slang or like Urban Dictionary? I mean, like what terms are they? Like vocal fry, stan? What would you call that?
Yeah, slang.
Okay. So top five of those. That's
that we use or that we like? Or
most of them you can't either. Use anymore.
Yeah.
Well, true. So that's a family show on WFNU. Did that sound rehearsed?
Well, no, all.
See?
It wasn't. I said, smooth. No,
it just it rolled. Now it just rolls off my tongue. Family show. So our top five favorite.
So wait, where can you listen to this?
WFNU 94.1. What did I say it wrong? No, Frogtown Radio.
You got it.
Well, I mean,
what am I saying?
That's what I was wondering. Go ahead.
Well, do we need Connor to record
it? Well, I mean, you sort of do the WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. You sort of just do it all
together. Oh, I forget the community radio.
Well, you don't have to do that. You could do LP.
Then what is this discussion we're having right now?
It just sounds chopped up when you do it. But that'll come in time. I'm sure by the fifth show, you'll still be, you'll get better.
Well, I got to be, I hope I have a fifth show with your negativity.
I'm not
negative. This is supposed to be a positive, uplifting
radio show.
For all the listeners of WFNU 94.1, how was that radio voice? Was it softer? Did I use my?
No, because if they could see you, No, I'll tell you why.
Well, they don't see me.
Because if they saw you, your whole head has to move just to say it. You can't just say it.
Well, smooth. That's because I'm trying because you're watching me.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't really care what you think as long as the boss is okay with the way I say it.
Am I the boss in the situation? You're the boss.
Oh.
As long as you say it a lot. Sounds good to me. Then they don't care. But you're telling me I'm negative? I have every single thing I said, I'm positive about.
I understand the pun you're trying to create.
It's not a pun.
Katie, I think this is a great time to cut him off and say thanks for listening. And we'll be back again next week.
For those of you listening.
Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock on. Here, you say it now, professional. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on. Go ahead, Scott.
No, you do it.
No.
You mean.
I want to hear how you say it.
Well,
you
then watch.
Claim you're a professional.
I'm not a professional, but my body doesn't move. It's on WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio.
First of all, your body did move because you moved forward and all streaming podcasts. Okay, you did a very good job. You're going to do it from now on.
No, I'm not.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for putting up with us.
I have nine other shows I can do this on.
a good selfie. Selfie.